This is One More Round with Chad Hastie, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. Now, here's Chad.
This is One More Round. I'm Chad Hastie. Earlier today on the Chad Hastie Show, we talked about an endorsement that Steve Massengill got in his matchup against incumbent Charles Perry in State Representative HD 83, this race in the Republican primary. The endorsement that Steve Massengill got, well, he got it from the Texas State Teachers Association and the 1,100-member Lubbock Educators Association. That is the local branch of the Texas State Teachers Association. He got this endorsement, a big endorsement. He also got a $2,000 check from the Lubbock Educators Association. Massengill said, quote, "I think it's great to have the support of the teachers associations in Texas. Public education has always been very important to me, and it's one of the big reasons that I'm running." The AJ, Lubbock Avalanche Journal, reporting on the story, went on to say that Massengill, a Republican, said after his campaign announcement last month that one of his goals was to ultimately mend what he calls a broken school funding system in which some districts get paid $12,000 per student. LISD gets $5,300 per student. Massengill pointed out that his opponent, Representative Charles Perry, voted in favor of a $5.4 billion cut to public education back in 2011, which is not true. The money wasn't there. They still spent more money on education than they did in previous years. It's just not as much as educators wanted. It's not as much as everyone thought they were going to get. It's like when you're planning out long range in your personal budget and you think you're going to have this much money and something happens. Maybe your husband or your wife loses their job, or maybe they're knocked from part or full time to part time work. In any case, they lose some income. You're not really cutting anything because you never really had that money. Instead, you're just not spending as much money as you wanted to. Now, the legislature still spent more on education in 2011 and in 2012. They're going to be spending more money now since more money came in to the state. Most people would kind of understand that, but when you're an educrat, all you really care about is bringing more money into the school system. Now, Steve Massengill has never said exactly how much per student would be the silver bullet in order to make education great in LISD. Obviously, it's not $5,300 if we're judging by the test scores in LISD. Maybe $12,000 per student is what Steve Massengill wants to spend. Now, my big problem isn't that. I don't want to get caught up in that and talk a whole bunch about that. Here's what I'm looking at with this endorsement. The Texas State Teachers Association is backing Steve Massengill, a Republican. He calls himself a conservative Republican. That's for you to decide. The Texas State Teachers Association also backing Wendy Davis for governor. That's right, Abortion Barbie herself. Now, you see, Wendy Davis came up with this plan about sending all these kids to college, guaranteeing them that they're going to get into the college of their choice, guaranteeing kids that they will be able to get a job right out of college as long as they promise to become teachers. She also wants to give teachers raises, which we've talked about in a previous podcast. Now, of course, Wendy Davis has all these great ideas, but she doesn't know how much it'll cost, and she doesn't know exactly how to pay for it, even if she did know how much it would cost. But she promises everybody, don't worry, Abortion Barbie promises that she's not going to raise taxes. Right. Now, Steve Massengill, he's come under a lot of fire because he's not in favor of campus carry in the college realm. He said that he didn't live in that universe. I assume he still doesn't live in the universe of college education. So he didn't want to weigh in on campus carry there. He is against, obviously, school vouchers. Okay. He is also for possibly raising taxes for Imagine Lubbock Together and the sales tax here in Lubbock, which would, as Empower Texans pointed out earlier today, would give Lubbock the highest sales tax in the state. So there's not much conservative about Steve Massengill, it appears. But if he really wanted to separate himself, if he really wanted to separate himself here and be really gutsy, he could still get the teachers on board with him and maybe, just maybe, get some other Republicans on board with him. You ready? Here's what Steve Massengill should do. He should reject the $2,000. He should reject the Texas State Teachers Association and the Lubbock Educators Association giving him money. Why? Because they're endorsing Wendy Davis, a very far left Democrat who's only known for speaking up for late term abortion. So if I'm Steve Massengill, I say, you know what, guys, I appreciate your support. I appreciate that you're with me when it comes to education, but I have to stand with my fellow Republicans in rejecting your support and your money because you're going and supporting Wendy Davis, who will be disastrous for the state of Texas. Now, of course, will Steve Massengill do this? Probably not. But if he wanted to show some guts and he really wanted to prove something to the Republicans who question his credentials, he would reject the money. And he would even tell the Texas State Teachers Association, hey, thanks, I appreciate it, but there's no way in hell I'm going to support Wendy Davis. I'm Chad Hasty. You've been listening to One More Round. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.